A rowdy bunch.
Yes. Yes. Joy of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory
well, we
to God.
Want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And I don't think I see any new faces, but if this is your first time here at Oasis, if you just raise your hand for our ushers to give you a card this morning, we want to welcome all of you here today.
Amen.
Let's just give everyone a hand clap of welcome today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God's got something great for us today, doesn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Breakthrough. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So be ready to receive what God has for you today. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to speak a declaration, a blessing over you before I give it to Pastor this morning. So let's put our expectors out there. Amen. We're expecting. We're receiving, and we are expecting this morning. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The favor of God surrounds you as a shield. You have the favor of God and the favor of man everywhere you go and everything you do. I declare you reign in life. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches and secret places comes to you. I declare you are a world overcomer. You are victorious. And God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Give him a hand clap of praise this
God.
Morning. Amen.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Well,
God.
I'm excited to see what God is going to do this morning. He's already
Amen.
Moved in a mighty way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're just going to continue receiving from God this morning. Amen. And when we go out today, we're going to take it with us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Pastor.
Praise God. I wanted to remind everybody, I know the anniversary celebration is next Sunday. It's kind of caught us by surprise this time because it seemed like it's so close to what we just had, the festival. But it was either this or put it on Thanksgiving week, and we didn't want to put it on Thanksgiving week. So the anniversary celebration, dinner on the grounds, bingo, and you know all the fun that we have, it'll be next Sunday morning. So everybody, look at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I'm going to be here.
I'm going to be here.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
For anniversary celebration.
For anniversary celebration.
And I'm going to bring.
And I'm going to bring.
My friends.
My friends.
And my family.
And my family.
I'm going to ask visitors.
I'm going to ask visitors.
And we're going to have a great time.
And we're going to have a great time.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to bring food.
That's right. That's right. Mary would, we have the sheets out and they're in the back of the food that. That we will all partake of that we need to bring. Amen. It's dinner on the grounds. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want to take a side journey just before we get into the word this morning and get into our prayer for the word. How many of y'all took Pastor Sharon up on the challenge, the 21-day challenge of the complaining? Okay, now, me too. Okay, now I know some of y'all said it was a one-time deal. Some of y'all have told me it was a 24-hour deal. And some of y'all told me y'all didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. So you didn't have to participate because you didn't hear it. Okay, so.
We even got Granny in on it.
We
went home and told her.
We
are fasting. We're not complaining for 21 days. She says, well, I'm glad I wasn't there. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. It's for you, too.
Now, I've got a question for y'all. Have you noticed a change? I mean, I'm more aware of complaining. Do you realize we complain about the weather? We complain about whether we got sleep last night or how much or how little sleep we got. We complain about how we feel when we wake up. We complain about if we don't have cream for the coffee or the coffee's not hot enough. We complain about our service in the restaurant. We complain about it's too cold in here or it's too hot in here. Now, Pastor did not do this morning. It is cold in here, and Pastor had nothing to do with it. Okay? I can't even adjust it. It's not even on my app. Hallelujah. We complain. And I know it's made me aware of just hush, just become silent when I'm going to complain. Now, I didn't pass the test. I didn't go 21 days without complaining. I don't want to, you know, put myself in that spot to tell y'all that I did. No. But am I doing better than I was 21 days ago? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something that I've noticed I started writing down the favor. Now, I noticed favor has increased since I stopped complaining. And I mean, you know, I'm working at it. I'm not arrived at it. But as I'm diligently working at it with my mouth not to complain, I've noticed favor has increased on my life. I'll tell you just a little bitty thing. We had some great big things. But I'm going to tell you just a little bitty thing. I was in Dollar General. Me and I think you were in the car and I was in the store Friday. And I had something happen like 20 days out of 21 on favor. But this is just a little bitty thing. I was standing at the cash register. The lady said, okay, it'll be $22. I said, okay. I hit my debit card. And she said, she looked at me. She said, can't you spend two more dollars? And I said, ma'am? She said, can't you find something in this store to spend two more dollars on? And I said, well, I guess I could. I was trying to process it. I said, okay. And she looked at my items and she said, you bought some bologna? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, do you like bologna? I said, well, my dogs, it's a treat. They love bologna treats. It's cheaper than regular stuff, anyway, but they love it. And she said, could you go get another thing of bologna? I said, sure. So I walked back there. There are people in line that are coming back behind me now. And I got another thing of bologna and I put it up there. And then she showed me, it's $5 off if you spend $25 today. And she had the coupon herself and she did it. So it cost me less money and I got extra bologna for the dogs. And I'm telling you, you can say what you want to, but complaining hinders us from receiving the favor that we don't even know we're missing out on. We don't even know the things that God's got lined up for us. We just are not in the right place at the right time because of our big mouth complaining. That was just a little thing, but I just wanted to bring it up.
So you might want to get some baloney blessings. Don't complain.
That's right. Glory to God. What are we doing? Okay. Look at your neighbor again and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word this day.
And I declare I'll never,
never,
ever be the same again. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I just thank you for flow in the rest of this service. And I thank you, Father God, your Spirit. Do what you want by your Spirit. We flow with your Spirit. Whatever you want, how you want it said, how you want it done, we just flow with your Spirit today. And we just thank you. Your word bring signs and wonders. And we're preaching and teaching your word this day. And we're expecting signs and wonders and our eyes opened to these scriptures this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ask you if you will to get your Bibles and go to Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, we're going to start in verse number 13. I'm going to read it out of the NIV. The Lord, everybody say the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall only go up and not down. This is the ESV version. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them. Glory to God. Claim the promise that you're the head and not the tail. That you're above only and not beneath. That promise can make you debt free. That promise can eliminate debt from your life completely. I am the head and not the tail. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm above only and not beneath. That promise can get you a job. That promise can get you a promotion. That promise can get you from the bottom to the top. That promise can get you to be the lender and not the borrower. Life tries to put us on the bottom. God will shift it and get us to the top, to the head, to above only and not beneath. God said, I'm going to shift some things. You're serving me. You're seeking me first. I'm going to move some things around. I'm going to move some people into different spots. I'm going to do this because I'm raising you up. You don't see what I'm doing behind the scenes, but I'm connecting the dots. And I'm moving things and I'm moving people because I'm going to elevate you to another level that you've never been on before. It's a higher level of blessing than you've ever experienced before. Now, if you're in here today and you currently, I want you to really listen to this because I want you to only do it if you have a job, but you're having any kind of problems on your job, I want you to raise your hand. You have a job and you're having problems on your job, I want you to come down. If you don't mind, I want you to come down here. I want Pastor Sharon to come down. It's a prophetic blessing. It's a different service today. It started out different. God knew it was going to be different. If you have a job and you're having problems on your job, not if you don't have a job, that's for later. I'm going to do that one in a minute. If you have a job and you have any kind of problems on your job, come down. We're going to pronounce in the name of Jesus the word of God over you. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are blessed coming in and blessed going out. Promotion comes from the Lord. Promotion comes not from the east, the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. I declare in the name of Jesus, people are being moved out of your way. People are being directed away from you that cause problems in your life. I declare in the name of Jesus, oh, the right place at the right time. I declare you're in the right place at the right time. None of money. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Above only and not beneath. And I declare over you, the devil can't hinder it. I declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. The Lord will go before you and make the crooked places straight. The Lord will raise you up. The Lord will promote you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will move people out of your pathway to promote you in their spot. People that are hindering you. He'll move people and obstacles out of your way. Anda ye bori asia. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Yes, it is so. Yes, it is so. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Anda ye bori asia. Yes, you are. You're the head and not the tail. You're the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. The blessing of the Lord is on you. The blessing of the Lord, it will arise on you and it'll be seen on you. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich. The blessing of the Lord will prosper you and he will add no sorrow with it. Oh, ha, 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 ha. The blessing of the Lord, you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Now I want you to say, if you had hands laid on you, I want you to say, I am the head,
I am the head
and not the tail.
Not
I am above only.
I am above only.
And not beneath.
And not beneath.
The Lord makes me the head.
The Lord
makes me the head. In the name of Jesus,
I believe it and I receive it.
In Jesus' name. Anda yibole asia yesia yesia. Anda yibole asia yesia. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stay, Pastor Sharon. Anda yibole asia. If you need a job, anda, you have a job. We just prayed that. If you need a job, maybe you got three jobs and you only want one job. If you need a job, anda, you need full-time work. You need a job. Anda yibo olele asia. Anda yibo olele asia. Anda yibo olele asia. Anda yibo olele asia. Oh yeah, this scripture is gonna get you a job. The head and not the tail. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. We declare in the name of Jesus what the Word of God says. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. We declare in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. The perfect job, the right job, the great, the right employer. All the right employment comes to you in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Obstacle, yes. Do it. Pray it. That's it. Soria. Soria. The right door, the right job. Orisia. Say it. I'm the head. Say I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. The Lord will make me the head. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Oh, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. No, yes, sir. Baha, 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 Baha. Sorry.
Under the anointing and the word of God. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Glory to God. Tina, say, I'm the head.
I'm the head.
And not the tail.
And not the tail.
I'm above only.
And not beneath.
Declare in the name of Jesus. I got my job.
I got my job.
I got it.
I got it.
I receive it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody about the job, you have peaceful working conditions. You have favor with your coworkers. You have favor with your bosses. In the name of Jesus, you have favor. You receive promotions and raises and bonuses because of the favor of God. Because you're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. You won't have to fight in this battle. You're the head, not the tail. Enemies that you've seen on your jobs, you will see them no more. They're being moved out of your way. God is going before you. Isaiah 54 and 17, the ERV, says, people will make weapons to fight against you, but their weapons will not defeat you. See, some people will say things against you, to stop you from getting the promotion, to stop you from having favor with your boss, to stop you because you're a Christian. But God says anyone who speaks against you will be proved wrong. Those words are spoken against you to put you down, to stop you, to get you to quit. But God says, no, don't quit now. I'm fixing to rise you to another level. Don't you dare quit now. I've got an open door before you that no man can shut. Hold on, hold on, hold on. It's fixing to get much better, much better. You are the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. God will exalt you. God will lift you up. God will promote you. There are haters, but God, but God, but God. He's going to move them out of the way. So much has come against you. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's lack. Maybe it's poverty. God says, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm telling you, you're the head and not the tail. But my circumstances, you're the head and not the tail. The Word says, you are the head and not the tail. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are saying. If they're in contradicting to the Word of God, your circumstances are lying to you. Those circumstances are subject to change in the name of Jesus. The enemy's trying to pull you down and get you to quit. This trial is to distract you, to get you to give up. You are the head financially. You're on top financially. You're above financially. You're above in your body. It might not feel that way. It might not look that way. But it is that way. This is the Word of God. This is truth. This is the highest form of reality that exists. This is the Word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let the Word of God be true and every man a liar. Devil tells you it's not going to get any better. So you're a lie. You're a lie. You're a lie. God said, I'm the head. And it's getting much better. It's already started getting better. It's already started in the realm of the Spirit. I'm telling you, it's already started in the realm of the Spirit. You are above lack. You are above poverty. You are above sickness, weakness, and pain. You're above insecurity. Glory! Glory to God. Glory! Glory! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory! Glory to God. Woo! Things are being broken. Things are being broken. Things are being changed. Things are being rearranged by the Spirit. Whoa! Ha ha! It's not by our might nor by our power, but it's by the Spirit. And the Spirit's doing it right now. Right now. Woo! Glory to God. Glory! 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 Glory to God! Ha 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 ha! Woo! Ha 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 ha! Glory! Glory to God! Glory to God! You're on top. You're the head and not the tail. The tail's on bottom. You may feel like you've been attacked in the rear, because that's what the bottom is. But you know, here's what the NIV says, always on top, never on the bottom. Only, ESV, only go up and not down. In one of the commentaries, it says you will rise more and more and increase in wealth and power and in dignity. I love that. I love that. You shall lend unto many nations, you shall not borrow. Borrowing causes us to be the tail, because we get under. You borrow, you lose the control. The borrower becomes servant to the lender, the Bible says. Every day, the revelation that I got is I'm going to start saying this every day. I haven't been saying this every day. I didn't have a revelation of this, I'm the head, not the tail. I've heard it 1,000 times, but I didn't have a revelation that I have now. This will make you debt free. This will cause you to rise up in favor like never before. This will cause your promotion to happen on your job. This will cause your checking account to be blessed. you'll be on top. You'll be paying all your bills and being able to pay them ahead of time. Not the bottom struggling to find out how you're going to do it. You're going to be on top. You won't be under the pressure of the lender. You won't be under the pressure of those bills because you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. As we do the Word of God, it'll promote us and it'll cause God to raise us up. God is bringing us up to a position of above only and not beneath through God's system. Have y'all ever been beneath? We all have. Do it God's way and He's going to put us above. He'll bring us from the bottom to the top. Might be sick and in pain today, but God says, I can touch you in 1 second. You can be out of pain. You can be out of sickness. You can be out of poverty. You can be out of lack. In one snap of God's finger, it's done. One snap of God's finger, you got the best job you ever had in your life. You're making the best money you've ever made in your life. God has changed you from one situation to another situation. Because He's raising you up to be the head, not the tail. That scripture says the Lord shall make you the head, not the tail. Who will make you the head?
The Lord.
I don't have to do it. I just got to be in the right place at the right time, the place He directs me to. Jody, you had the key. This morning, you instead of turning Ashley down, which I didn't even know about that, instead of turning Ashley down, what you did, you said, wait, I'm going to pause. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to find out the will of the Lord on this. You know what that'll do? That'll keep you the head, not the tail. That'll keep you above only and not beneath. I'm telling you. The key is listening and obeying and follow His instructions. It's not where you're at right now. It's where you're going. You will soon be the head. It's not where you're at right now. Maybe you're not the head right now. Maybe you are the tail. You feel like you're the tail. I'm telling you, you feel like you're below. You're under. But that's a temporary spot. It's not where you are right now. It's where you're going. And you will be the head. You may not feel like it, but you will. Because God's going to cause a shift to happen. James 1 and 25 in the CEV. Says, but you must not stop looking at the perfect law that sets you free. God will bless you in everything you do if you listen and obey. Don't just hear and forget. Listen and obey. God's Word will raise us up. You don't have to know where the money's coming from. We try to figure out where the money's coming from. I think if I get real good friends with so-and-so over there, I'm going to get that promotion because they're real high up in this company. And I'm going to get right over there under them. And it's the people you stepped on while you were trying to get to that person that you thought was important. They had the key. They had the key. Because you didn't know. They had the key to get you to God's key. To get you where you're supposed to get in that company that you don't even know. They got a connection you don't know anything about. And God said, no. Don't look at people. Look at me. Treat all people well. But look at me. You don't have to get one person. You got to get me. And when you get me, I'll connect you to the right person. I'll connect you to the right job. I'll have them call you. You can call them at the right time, but I'll have them sometimes call you. Ask Pastor Sharon to come. I've got something that she's coming. Joseph Prince said one of his members was a financial advisor to a big company. He said he ranked 320 out of 420 in his company. He was pretty bad. He was almost at the bottom. And he heard about this scripture, and he heard it preached, and he got revelation knowledge, and he started claiming, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. And he realized it was going to take the Lord to make him not the head, not the tail. He's not going to be able to do it in his own strength. It's not about how smart he is or how good he can sell, you know, in a sales situation. But it's about God. So he committed everything to God, and he believed only God could turn things out around for him, and God did just that. By the end of the year, okay, he was ranked 320 out of 420. by the end of the year, he was ranked 10th. 10th in the whole company. And all he's saying is, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only, not beneath. This word is alive and full of power. It's alive and full of power. This is not a regular word. This is not a regular seed. This is the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And it'll produce living results. It'll produce supernatural results. Put it in your heart and put it in your mouth. Put it in your heart and put it in your mouth. Another scripture he was standing on was 2 Corinthians 2:14. It says God will always cause you to triumph. Can't do it in yourself. So you believe His Word in spite of your circumstances. Okay, I want y'all to say with me, I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. The Lord is making me the head. I declare what the Word says. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory. Glory
to God. Glory.
Hallelujah. Breakthrough time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Breakthrough time.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Isn't He good? Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory. We're going to hear some testimonies how God has turned things around.
Amen.
How God has opened doors that no man can shut.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How God has given you that raise. You hung in there.
That's right.
In the hard times.
That's right. That's
amen. But you've stood, and God has got a breakthrough for you.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You can get Ashley for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you can.
Glory to God.
What an awesome word this morning.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory
we're
going to
just keep reminding ourselves all through the week. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the devil tries to tell us, we're going to speak out of our mouth.
Yes.
I am the head and not the tail.
Yes.
I'm above only and never beneath.
Yes.
Amen.
Never beneath.
Give him another big clap
glory
of praise this morning.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Ashley,
glory to God.
Come up.
Glory to God.